Good morning. It's Friday, January the 29th. For those of you in England that think it's the 28th, we know who you are. And that's a little shout out for my buddy, Corinder. He had the days mixed up. Friday, we do the weekly wrap up. And if I get the script over here, I don't have to keep going like that. Ah, that's a good solution. The week went really, really well. The Cook Report on Monday, we talked in the blog roll. I showed links from the Unbounced blog, and we talked about landing page examples, all the links they have there in the Unbounced blog. It was really good. When the shout out went out to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. In fact, he's cleaning right now as we speak. The co-host that Monday show was Corinder from London, England. I want to shout out for him. And a mention was made about the close date for all you guest bloggers that write up articles about making goals. The making goals category in the blog is going to close on February the 18th. So get those cards and letters into us digitally, of course. So it's our email. And Tuesday was about the tactical tips for search engine optimization. That wrap up consists of how to make your web design SEO friendly. And probably the biggest pearl on that list of links, and the thing I liked the most, I think the most emphasis, was giving a great user experience to your users. If your user has a great experience, there's no other great SEO thing you can do for your site besides having a good user experience. And Sir Kanth, good morning. Hop in if you like. Have a seat. We're doing the Friday weekly wrap-up, and we just finished Tuesday. Shout-out for Edinburgh Dusters. The close date's February 18th for guest bloggers. And a big thank you for BlabIM that, of course, makes all this possible. The next day, on Wednesday, we talked about what did we talk about Wednesday? Have I got a page missing here? Oh, we did talk on Wednesday. Wednesday was the mind, and we started off with the information about during a 24-hour period, the average human being is going to breathe 23,040 times. I don't know who counts this stuff. And exercises 7 million brain cells. I think I only exercised about 5 million that day. And they will say 4,800 words. 4,800 words, I don't have to stretch at all. I think I very easily did that because I talk a lot. The next day will be the B2B show. And I talked a little bit about that in a commercial. The first one I've ever done is a promo for B2B because we did the biggest B2B show ever. Anyway, Wednesday, a little bit of the time was spent talking about 404 pages and how important a 404 page is for your website to give the user experience a very, very positive one rather than, oh, 404, your page wasn't found, see you, bye. And that's indeed a bye because they won't come back. So it's important to have a good I guess engagement building 404 page. And you can be creative and funny on those. And that's a good thing to remember. The show hosts, the co-hosts for the show were Sir Kanth from Chennai and David Hughes from Australia were their co-hosts that day. A big thanks for them. Couldn't do it without them. And yesterday we had our big B2B show, and the joke about B2B was that we had an actual beekeeper from South Carolina, Steve Lawson is his name, did a great informative blab about keeping bees, dealing with bee predators, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of the high points. And those will be in the show notes. I have a link to all the questions that we asked in that interview. Big thanks again to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Couldn't do it without you. Thanks for all the co-hosts, the people that came in and watched the show, and that the listenership is growing. We're up to almost This has just gotten started. We're almost at 200 downloads on the Podbean show, the cookreport.podbean.com, which is just the audio portion of this. And then this video section is also put onto YouTube, and it's also on my blog, Geyer Cook Online Services. So, and Srikanth, thank you. Learned many SEO tips today. Very interesting. So, again, thank you to Blab for making this possible. The information kit, the category Making Goals issue is going to close February 18th. So if you have a set of goals or some ideas for goals that your website needs to have, like making a better 404 page might be a goal, then get those sent in. And thank you very much for enjoying the Cook Report. Hope you had a good time. And we'll hope that you can subscribe in the YouTube channel. That's what I keep forgetting to say. And like I say at the end of every show, those three magic words, it's a wrap.